弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
来到这个教会，觉得很好像又回到从前那种感觉。
So coming to here is almost like going back to what I used to be.
所唱的诗歌，刚才所唱的诗歌，我的一个感想就是 my kind of Christian music.
So the hymn we're singing is, I feel that it's a, to myself, it's a my kind of hymn.
Yeah. 因为我现在的教会，刚才所唱的诗歌，差不多几年，最多几年才会唱到一次。他们都是唱现在的年轻人的那种美国式的音乐，有打鼓的，反正。刚才那个我们所唱的这个以前的圣诗，还有一些福音诗歌，已经不晓得多久没有唱过了哈，觉得很有意思。
So the church I'm going right now, they usually sing the contemporary worship, the traditional hymns. So we usually sing it probably once a few years. Hasn't been singing that for quite a while.
我们一起来低头祷告。
So let's bow our head and pray.
主耶稣，我们求你在我们中间，圣灵自由的运行。
Jesus Christ, may you be with us and may the Spirit move among us freely.
让我们谦卑来领受你自己的教导。
So we can receive your teaching with a humble heart.
让我们也有一个饥渴慕义的心，愿意你自己的话来教导我们，好叫我们的生命越来越成长。
Let's desire a righteousness in our heart, and so that our spiritual life can may grow.
让我们讨你的喜悦
and seek your desire.
这样仰望、祷告、奉告主耶稣基督的圣名。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我想每一个人都有参加过些婚礼结婚的典礼。Okay.
So I think most of you have been through been to some wedding.
特别是在基督徒婚礼里面，我们会觉得，哎呀，那个每一个婚礼都非常的精彩，都非常的别致，无论是在会堂或者是整个的那个，都是非常的好哈。
So especially if you go to Christian weddings, you know that everything is well prepared and everything is done wonderfully.
我们曾经碰到过有人说他。还没有信耶稣，但是他们要结婚，就一定要找基督徒的地方来结婚啊。
So we have known some people they are not Christian yet, but they decided that if they want to have a wedding, they want to find a Christian place to get married.
Yeah. 但是我们知道，在那个结婚的那个场合里面，那一天最重要的人物是谁？
But you know, in that particular wedding, so who are the most important people in that wedding?
我想大家都知道，对不对？
I think you know. I think you know the answer.
是不是那一位很美丽的、漂亮的新娘啊？都预备好了自己。
That's the most beautiful bride who prepared herself.
那一天，众人的眼光都在注意着她，而她也。把自己预备好了，他的新郎要来迎接他，非常的喜欢，非常的高兴。
So she will be the focal point of that wedding, and she prepared herself for the groom to come.
在圣经里面，他就教导我们，就像刚才我们所唱的那首诗歌，那个教会唯一的根基，那首诗歌就告诉我们说。基督教会就是耶稣基督的新娘。
So it's just like him we are saying that the church is like a bride to Christ.
耶稣基督非常爱这个新娘，这个他要来迎接她。
So Jesus loved this bride very much, and he wants to welcome and receive her.
在新娘在预备之前，在预备迎接她的新郎之前，这个新娘要把自己各方面都预备好， 好成为她圣洁的属天的新娘。
So this bride needs to prepare herself well, prepare herself to be holy and become presentable, become the heavenly a bride to Christ.
然后等着有一天主耶稣要从天上来，要来把地上他属天的新娘接回去天家，在那边天上有一个大的一个属灵的一个婚姻的宴席，天父来主持。
So the church and the bride is waiting for this the heavenly banquet, the wedding banquet when Jesus comes again.
他从天，他早就已经来，在从天上来，来寻找他，来拯救这个新娘，为他死，也让他可以成为他的尊荣，好让他有一天再回来的时候，这个新娘可以满足他的心意。
So he has already came to and sacrifice himself to save the church and prepare this church so that one day this church will be satisfactory to him.
然而我们也知道地上的教会的确是有缺点，既然在人中间，在人的地上的地方，我们人总是不完全，总是有缺点，很多时候让主伤心。
So we know the church on earth, because we are all sinners, we have imperfection and we have our shortcomings. We are sometimes saddened the Christ.
在刚才所唱的那首诗歌里面，我们就体会到，在教会历史里面，的确有不少的内忧，也有不少的外患。
So the hymn we sang just reminded us in church there are things internal distress and also external tribulations.
然而无论怎么样，教会耶稣基督的新娘，她仍然深深的爱她的教会。
Nevertheless, Christ still loved the bride, the church.
那我今天早上就要跟大家一起思想这个安提亚教会。刚才我们已经念了那段的经文，我们要看到一个很有榜样的、一个很可爱的教会，能够满足主心意的，到底是什么样子的教会呢
？So today we're gonna look at the Church of Antioch, which is a church that is like a very good example that satisfies God's heart.
安提阿教会的确，我们可以说是主耶稣一个很可爱的属灵的新娘。
So we can say, the Antioch indeed is a very sweet bride to Christ.
所以我跟大家一起来思想第一点。
So the first thing we'd like to share with you.
那第一点就是，这是一个和睦同心的教会。
So this is a church with unity.
我们看到在第十三章这第一节的地方说，在这个教会里面有几位领袖哈，有先知和教师，有巴拿巴和称呼尼杰的西面，有古利奈人路球，有与分封之王西律同养的马念，并扫罗。
So in verse 1 it says that the church and Antioch there were prophets and teachers Barnabas, Simeon, Niger, Lucius, Cyrene.Manahem, who has brought up with Herod, the Tetrarch, and Saul.
这里几位教会的领袖有先知，他们能够认识到神自己的那个心意，那个属天的意象的。
So people there are prophets among them, who knows the vision and the will of God.
那他们能够很深入、很恰当的讲解上帝的真理。
So they can speak the truth, God's truth profoundly.
那也有教师能够很深入的把上帝整个的 整个的神国的那个计划、那个愿景，整个的展开，能够很深入的教导弟兄姐妹们来明白上帝的真理的。
So there are also teachers who knows the vision and also the God's plan for the world, and they can teach brothers and sisters to know the truth of God.
然而，各位，我们注意到这几个领袖的背景，多么大的差别啊！
But if you notice the background of these leaders, how different are they?
我们知不知道巴拿巴是这个人是像什么样子的人呢
？So do you know what Barnabas are like?
这个人在圣经里面，在使徒行传第四章那个地方说他是一个劝慰者，他是一个很会安慰别人，很会把别人给挽回回来的人，有失望的人他就把他们挽回回来。
So Barnabas in Acts chapter 4 it described him as a person who is sometimes called son of encouragement.
他很会鼓励，这个英文翻译的蛮好的，会鼓励，会把一个人从那个失望绝望当中 给拉上来。
So this is good translation, is a good encouragement. He knows how to pull people out of the despair.
那通常这样子的人是一个个性蛮温柔的人。
So usually a person like that is a person who is gentle.
好，另外一个人西面这个，我们若是看英文就知道，他就是 Niger 是什么？请问知不知道？是不是 Nigeria？ 是不是非洲的黑人
？Yeah. Also, Simeon is called Niger. There's a if you look at English, you know it's like a from Nigeria.
那犹太人很多都是属于比较白的。那这一个是在非洲长大的，在非洲的文化，在非洲的风俗习惯里面长大的起来的一个黑人的的人跟他们在一起。
So a lot of Jews they grew up in Africa and they probably are Africans. So they are also among the Jews.
那这里还有另外一个人路球。那这是圣经里面让我们知道，这个人是保罗的一个亲戚，是使徒保罗的一个亲戚，但是他是一个很低调的一个人，几乎圣经里面很少提到这一个人。
So another person is called Lucius. When Bible told us he's a relative of Paul, but he's very low key and you can hardly find any other account of this person.
这是一个很安静的一个人。
So he's a person with quietness.
然后我们看到马念是他的背景是什么
？And the other person is Manan. So what is his background then?
跟分封之王西律同养的。那换句话说，这个人在从比如说从中国从中国大陆就有一个这样一个这样有这样一个字眼，这样一个说法。什么高干是不是？是不是这个人是不是高干子弟出身的
？So, Bible says that he was brought up with Herod, if we use today's term, probably he's brought up in with people children of high ranking officials.
权贵，富贵有权势之家哈。
So they are from people with privilege and power.
然而这个人能够在他们当中一点都没有霸气。
And this person can be served among them and without any special arrogant attitude.
那还有一个扫罗，扫罗就是使徒保罗的原来的名字。
And Saul, we know that's his original name. That is Paul's original name.
那我们知道保罗是一个大神学家，一个大思想家。
So we know that Paul is a big theologians and also a very profound thinker.
但是我们从圣经里面看得出来，他是一个很会熊熊辩论的一个人。他在罗马书、那个加拉太书里面，你可以看到这一个人思路很清晰，很会辩论的一个人。
So he's a very clear-minded and also an eloquent debater.
然而他在他们当中似乎能够跟他们在一起。
And it seems to us that Paul can work and serve with all these people together.
那我们看到这几个人在教会里面当领袖，每一个人都是人才啊，都是高才啊。
So we can see all these people, they are very good materials in church.
然而他们却在一起，他们能够一起同工。
But they can serve together. They can serve together.
我们可以想象得到，这几个优秀的人，他们碰在一起，其实他们都有他们自己的一个风格的，但是他们能够同心和睦的相处。
So we can see that they all might have their own styles, but at the same time they can serve in unity.
他们能够为着主的缘故，为着造就教会，他们把自己的原来的背景跟个性种种都放下来。
So they can rid off their original nature and for the sake of Christ and church.
我觉得这是一个相当可贵的一个状况。
I think this is a very precious situation we can see in this church.
今天在北美的教会，在各地的教会，其实我们都可以看得出来，有很多的人才在教会里面。
So in today's church, Northern American or whatnot, we can see a lot of talented people in church.
而且各路来的英雄好汉不少。
So there are many talented intellects of people coming to church.
每一个人都有他们自己的背景，他们自己的风格，他们自己的脾气，种种。
So they have their own personality, style, or their background. They're all different.
然而我们要说，在主的教会里面，要怎么样常常保持和睦同心，不要有过多的个人的意志来影响教会呢？
But how can we try not to influence the church with our own personal style or ability.
在我这一辈子的经验里面，我在社会里面，我在教会里面，多多少少有的时候都会看到人的个性太强了，有的时候会造成一些不适当的一些现象。
So in my experience, both secularly or working in church, I see that sometimes strong personality sometimes is causing the environment to be not suitable, not in a suitable condition.
求主教导我们，让我们学习这几个人的榜样，不只是在家里，不只在教会，在家里也是一样，不要有自己过度强的个性，然后就影响了那个家庭的和睦，或者是教会的和睦，彼此相爱是一个非常重要的。
So we hope that this can teach us not only in church but also in family, our own personal will should not be too strong to a point that will harm the harmony of the church or family.
我学到一句话。是非皆因多开口，烦恼只为抢出头。是非吵架吵闹啊，就是因为常常多开口多讲话，讲得太快。
So I learned something that all the disruptions are usually is because we speak too fast and a lot of 是非，
吵架，这等等是吵架。Argument.
Right and wrong. 是。Okay.
Sorry. 那烦恼只会抢出头，哎呀，讲着讲将自己的意见一定要讲出来，一定要好像 dominate， 要掌握那个状况，就会造成哎呀一些不恰当的一个气氛的那种啊。
And all the trouble are caused by someone who want to dominate a discussion or issue.
求主让我们在教会里面，或者我们家里都一样，不要凭着人自己的感觉、自己的意见来说话，要彼此互相接纳、互相包容、互相尊重。
So whether it's in church or at home, we should not let our own personal, strong personal, personality that dominates and become harmful to the harmony of the church and family.
当然，圣经的信仰有绝对的真理，那个是绝不能改变的，绝对不能妥协的。在那样子的状况之下，我们就要掌握，我们就不能投降哈。
So obviously we know there are absolute truths in the Bible, and to that point we must hold on to that truth and cannot surrender ourselves.
然而对一些次要的，一些不是特别重要的，在圣经里面没有特别强调的真理，我们不需要因为我们自己的个性或我们自己的意见太执着了，或者教会的传统而觉得说我们怎么样，那就不好了。
So if the Bible teaching that was secondary and we should not try to insist upon it.
安提亚教会这几个领袖，他们带领教会有一个很美好的见证。
So these leaders in the church of Antioch, they have very good example. They are they set a very good example for us.
我一来今天早上一来这个教会，我听到英文部的牧师跟我讲说，这个教会的几个同工相当的同心，相当的不错。我说，哎，感谢主，希望。这个教会继续有这些人这样子维持，并且教会的人更多的一起来彼此互相扶持，同心的来帮助这个教会的成长。
So this morning when I came to the church, I had a chance talking to the English pastor, and he said the church has a group of leaders, they work in unity, and I thank God for that. I hope that the church can continue on with the leadership, and there are more people coming up to serve together in the church.
好，我们来看第二点。
So let's look at the second point.
第二点是尊主为，这是一个尊主为大的教会。
So second point is that this church is a church that exalts the Lord.
我们看到第二节，他们说这里说什么？圣经怎么说呢？说他们侍奉主进食的时候。
So in verse 2, let's see how they serve the Lord. They said while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting.
第三节也说他们之后也是禁食祷告，然后他们才做事。
And verse 3 also told us that they do things after they had fasted and prayed.
这里说他们禁食，他们侍奉主禁食的时候，那个意思就是英文，刚才英文已经念出来 worship and fasting，敬拜主，尊崇主。
So in verse 2 in English it says that they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, which exalted the Lord.
并且他们禁食，那意思就是他们很恳切，很专心，试着希望没有任何的打搅，可以好好的来寻求主自己的心意。
So when they say fasting is someone who focused and without interruption or without disruption, they can search, seek the will of God.
那这真的是显出来是一个尊主伟大的教会。
So this is a shows that this is a church that honors the Lord.
那我想他们那个祷告，这里说他们禁食祷告，我相信他们不是只有三分钟一两分钟三分钟的那种祷告而已，是有一段时间，不只是长时间，而且是很有品质的那个属灵品质的祷告在神的面前。
So, when they said here they fast and pray, I believe that their prayer is not a short prayer, but the prayer was quality, especially in spirit.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要来学习，这真的是一个榜样啊！
So this is truly a good example for us to learn from.
我们要强调，在教会属灵的家，耶稣基督属灵的家，耶稣基督的新娘需要做的一件事情。
So we want to make sure we know that in church, the bride of Christ, there's one thing we need to do.
那就是我们需要常常迫切的有品质的来祷告。
So we need to, that is to pray with quality.
我们需要把自己的人的主权放下来，主啊，我要寻求你对我这一个人的带领，我要寻求你对我们教会前面方向的带领。
So we need to, in prayer, yield ourselves, yield our will to God and ask God to tell us what is His will to us and to church.
祷告是教会的优先，是教会的根本的原则。
So prayer is the priority and the foundation of a church.
我们相信倘若我们不好好祷告，有品质的祷告，那么我们不应该随随便便的做事情，决定事情。
So I think we need to make sure we don't act or decide things without a very good a good prayer.
上帝不是不能动工，他把他自己的主权也放下来，他对我们说，除非人愿意祷告，否则他就不能行动。
So, Christ also wants us to do the prayer first before He start doing His work among us.
换句话说，神在限制他自己，除非你们祷告，否则我不能动工。
So, in another way to look at it, Christ is holding back. Before he will only work among us when we start our prayer.
他是全能的，但是他乐意邀请人来跟他同工。当我们祷告的时候，他就开始动工了。
So he obviously is all powerful, but he's willing to hold back and invite us to work with him. So once we start our prayer,He will start working with us.
我们看到主耶稣为我们立下了榜样，他怎么样选择他的十二个使徒呢？
Christ has set an example for us. Let's look at how he chose the 12 disciples.
他的十二个使徒其实从人间的角度，没有一个人有特殊的才能的。
So, from a worldly point of view, those 12 disciples do not have any special talents among all people.
你看，彼得是一个大嘴巴，喜欢乱讲话的哈。
So Peter is like to talk.
那个约翰跟那个雅各是主耶稣称他们是雷子，是那种火爆的脾气的哈。
So James and John, they were. Considered to be a short-tempered person.
那个有一个愤锐党的西门是动不动就拿刀的，要起来有什么革命的，搞革命的哈。
So Simon, who is like a revolutionist.
那主耶稣所选的十二个使徒，事实上从表面从人间的角度来讲， 不怎么样。
So, from a worldly point of view, those 12 disciples, they are really not that exceptional from our human point of view.
然而主耶稣圣经告诉我们说他终夜彻夜的祷告直到天亮他选召了十二个使徒来跟随他。
So, but the Bible told us that Jesus prayed overnight and then finally chose those 12 disciples.
就是因为他选择了那十二个表面看起来不怎么样的使徒，教会两千年来在全世界各地建立起来，他的福音没有被任何力量给打倒。
So exactly because of his choosing those 12 disciples, the Church over the 2,000 years was able to have a strong foundation.
圣经还告诉我们另外一个，在历史上，在他的在王宫里面，在服侍许多外邦的国王、君王，服侍很多时间的但以理先知，他是一个一辈子认真祷告的人。
And the other person in the Bible told us, for example, Daniel, who is a person of prayer.
那这一个人之所以能够不被恶人把他从那个高位上面把他拉下来，因为这一个人是一个敬虔的人，是一个祷告的人。
He was able to do well in all things without being harmed by people.Around him because he is a person of prayer.
弟兄姐妹们，我们的教会要怎么样好好立下根基，要怎么样成长，在乎我们是不是一个爱主祷告的教会。
So, whether our church can have a foundation and good growth is really a matter of whether we can pray earnestly and also love the Lord.
我希望我们教会不是一个有很多的开会，却是很少祷告的一个教会。
Yeah, I hope our church is not a church with a lot of meetings, but with few prayer meetings.
每一次要做任何的决定计划，先好好的祷告，让主自己来开那通达的道路。
So that we should pray hard for everything we do, so that God can open up.The door wide for us.
安提阿教会在这方面是我们的榜样。
So the Church of Antioch is a good example for us to learn.
我们第三方面一起来思想，那这个教会是一个即刻顺服的教会。
So thirdly, we can see the Church is a church with obedience and obey instant.
圣经告诉我们说他们侍奉主进食祷告之后圣灵就对他们说话。
So, in verse 2 it says, after they worship and fast, the Holy Spirit start talking to them.
他们经过那个 有品质的祷告之后圣灵开始说出来他自己的心意。
So once they have start prayer with a high quality, the Holy Spirit start talking to them.
圣灵说要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我召他们所做的工。
So Holy Spirit said that they set apart for me, Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.
然后他们就继续进食祷告，就按手在他们头上。把他们拆出去，就把他们打发出去了。
So they continue to pray and fast, and afterwards they place their hands on them and send them off.
那有一个版本的英文圣经说，当圣灵这样说的时候，有一个版本的英文说 ，Now 是现在 ，set apart 为我差派是现在，不是以后。
So there's another English translation has a now put in between the things. So it's after they pray, the Holy Spirit said, now set apart for me.
这个教会的反应就是顺服，马上就顺服。
So the reaction of this church is that to obey Holy Spirit instantly.
啊，他们没有说啊，等一下，慢慢来，慢慢来嘛，不能这么快就这样子决定了。
So they didn't say that. Oh, we should wait a little bit longer. We should not do this hastily.
事实上，他们所要差派的这两个人，巴拿巴跟保罗，我们看到真的是人才啊。
So we can see that the two persons they sent, Barnabas and Saul, they are indeed talented people.
巴拿巴是一个很会安慰别人、很会鼓励的人，在教会里面是很需要这样子的人。
So Barnabas is someone who knows how to encourage people, and church need people like this.
那保罗是一个很会讲道、很会把上帝的话的那个解经教导的很清楚的一个人。
And Paul is someone who can teach Bible clearly, and he's a very good teacher.
然而，当圣灵对他们讲说“为我差派”，他们马上就顺服。
So, but when the Spirit says, "Now set them apart," and they immediately obeyed the instruction.
一点都没有延迟，都没有缓慢下来。
So they did not delay the decision. They didn't slow it down.
并且他们所跟圣灵所配合的动作是怎么样的呢？
So how do they work with the Holy Spirit?
他们真的是很宽广的心胸，慷慨的把他们中间最好的人才，主啊，我们不留在我们本教会让他使用，我们让他出去，把他差派出去，在整个的国度里面让你使用。
So they do not selfishly keep the best people within among themselves, but rather they send out those the best to other places for the sake of God's kingdom.
弟兄姐妹们，让我们也学习到我们在主面前我们要即刻顺服。
So let us also learn to obey in the Lord instantly.
并且我们也愿意为主的国度的缘故慷慨的奉献，不论是钱财，不论是人才，只要是或者是自己，主啊，我在这里差遣我，让我被你使用，让我成为多人的祝福，一个慷慨，一个开阔的心胸。
So let us also before God, before Christ, we can offer ourselves.And to have to do the willingly to offer ourselves, our money or anything else, so that we can to be his servant and with great generosity.
属灵的原则是我们当圣灵对我们心中说话的时候，我们要学习顺服。
So this is a principle we need to learn: is that when Holy Spirit.Speak to us. We need to obey.
有的时候，他会在你的耳边小小声音对你讲话。
So sometimes, the Holy Spirit will speak softly, next to you.
他有时候会借着弟兄姐妹们来对你说话，而且有别人会对你做印证。
So sometimes, he will speak to you through other, through brothers and sisters, and with the confirmation of other people.
你我。愿意听他的声音，认真听他的声音，非常的即刻的顺服在他面前吗？
So are you willing to listen carefully and obey the command immediately?
并且慷慨的把自己给他。
And offer yourself generously.
这个教会倘若能够这样行，这个教会必然蒙得主自己丰富的供应充满。
So if the church can do this, then God will surely bless and provide abundantly for the church.
我们学习 这个原则多给主，主必会多给我们。
So let's hold on to this principle that is to give more and God will rewards back more.
今天早上你们记得这三节圣经里面提出来三件事情吗？
Do you remember the three things we learned from the three verses?
这个教会是一个和睦同心的教会，彼此真的是相爱、互相尊重、互相接纳的教会。
So this is a church with love and they serve in unity. They accept each other.
第二个是这个教会是一个尊主为大的教会，他们敬拜主，他们认真的在那边祷告。
So secondly, this is a church that exalted the Lord and they worship, they pray earnestly before God.
第三方面，这个教会是一个即刻顺服并且慷慨奉献的教会。
And third, the church is a church who obeyed instantly and offered itself generously.
我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，你纪念我们是尘土所做的肉体。
God, we know that we are nothing but a dust created by you.
但是我们谢谢你，因为你厚厚的恩召选中了我们，让我们成为你的儿女。
But because your blessing, you have chosen us.
主啊，帮助我们，我们将自己的生命的主权放下来。
So help us that we can put down our own self.
让我们乐意的在你自己的新娘、属灵的新娘，在教会里面好好的参与服事。
So we can participate in the church that is the bride to you and serve well in the church.
我们懂得，因为你爱我们，所以我们要彼此相爱。
So because we know you and we know to love each other.
我们要求你帮助我们在凡事上面尊主为大。
So in everything we honor you and exalt you.
我们也要顺服你对我们的带领，让我们不找借口，不拖拖拉拉。
And we also need to obey you instantly without delay.
我们在你面前恭敬仰望，求你造就我们的生命越来越成熟美好。
So we pray that you will continuously build up our life and become mature and beautiful.
我们在你面前仰望祷告，奉主我们主耶稣基督的圣名。
So in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.